Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Follow-up from Myrtle Beach Doug. He says if you want, you can save this for Flaccid Friday or go ahead and do it. We were talking earlier about the doctor from England who says winter penis is absolutely real. And that's a thing where you're in the winter, a man's member will shrink by up to 50%.
Now, this is just another, I don't want to say the word facet on a flaccid Friday, but isn't this, it has to be related to shrinkage in a swimming pool, yes?
I think so.
Or in a cold environment?
I think so. It gets cold and blood flow
but nothing's
decreases.
Permanent. I mean,
no, it comes back. He said it comes back.
But it won't disappear for 3 months unless you're outside.
Yeah, I mean, once you get inside into a
cozy fireplace,
right,
yeah, under a blanket,
you'd think it would regain its
full stature.
I'll come out now.
Full stature, yeah, you'd think so. The other story about it was the guy, this goes along with lawsuits, he was suing a tattoo parlor in Brazil because he had his penis tattooed, and...
That was tattooed.
It was bad. It went really bad for him because he said he was then off sex for 3 weeks. They told him at least 15 days, no sex. And he's like, I can't go 15 days. There's nothing I can do.
He's that guy.
He is. So is Myrtle Beach Doug. Myrtle Beach Doug says, I went in to get a lateral piercing once, and they told me up front, no activity sexually for up to 3 weeks. I was seeing this hot little redhead, and I was like, I can't do it. So he never got it done.
Wonder how many people back out at the 11th hour, if you will, for a lateral piercing.
On the penile lateral piercing.
Is that the Jacob's ladder effect?
I was going to ask you. Lateral, I don't know. Is that what that means? Is that?
I don't know.
I don't either. The piercing, that well, we've had conversations about that.
One goes this way and the bars go this way.
The bar is the Jacob ladder, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's a series, right?
Yes. And that really helps, they say.
Helps what?
Pleasure. That's what. Remember the guy who called?
I remember.
That was like the original titillation Tuesday. Yeah. Like 20-some years ago, this guy's like, yeah, I got a Jacob's ladder. It really helps with everything. He loved it, which was hard for me to believe. I think he was trying to get me to go get one, you know?
I got that impression, too.
People do that.
Yeah.
They try to push me into this. Myrtle Beach Doug says that he was ready to get the lateral tattoo.
Piercing.
Did not because... Had this sweet little redhead on the side, and he's like, I'm not doing that.
This is, I hate to even bring this up, because like it's supposed to be, as you said, Titillation Tuesday, but it's not,
no.
And you've already brought up shrinkage.
Yeah.
Flaccid.
Yeah.
And the piercings and whatnots. And if you're of a certain age and you watch a certain types of television programming, you're going to see a lot of commercials for bent carrots.
I see that sometimes.
You know, it's when a man's member curves left or right.
That's right.
And... I often wonder, because they're always actors in these commercials, and they always, the women are so understanding, and I suppose my question is really for the partner of the person with the carrot.
For the woman.
Yeah. How much personality does this guy have for you to put up with a bent carrot?
I'm going to say, I bet women probably really don't care as much, as long as it's...
You've really...
Yeah, as long as it's not, I mean, we're not talking a hard left or a hard right.
Some of those you are, though. I mean, in that
case. Well, I mean, you could tell, but some women may say, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe you can't do certain positions.
Well, maybe.
Right, I'm sure you're right.
Yeah.
And is that one of those things that, based on the commercials that I'm seeing, you're not born that way? Does it evolve?
I think it does evolve. Yeah.
Yeah,
it does.
Over time.
It's worse over time.
So, and you know, if you're married to somebody for 30 years, I can see sticking with him and saying, hey, get the carrot medicine. But if you meet one... For the first time, if you're a young woman or, you know, someone who's out there in the dating pool and you meet one that's bent.
What do you say?
I mean, if he flies you to Monaco, maybe.
Yeah, but if it's, you know, if it doesn't seem to
impede?
Bother him, yeah, and doesn't impede and it's only a slight curve. He may say, look.
Well, slight medicine, curvature, I don't think is an issue.
Yeah, that medicine has, you know, horrible side effects.
A slight curvature, I've.
Draw it.
I think we were doing our hands. I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think I have that.
I think that's where you start to get like.
I have a slight curvature. I mean, slight.
From hand to hand? From fingertip to wrist?
I'd say that. Yeah, just a little bend.
Sides.
Just a little bend, huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I always thought that was natural. Just a little bend, you know?
Natural.
I didn't know.
All the porn you watched?
I don't know for sure, but I would say it's a, you know, 10 degree at most bend.
Not a leaning tower of Pisa.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I think when you get to a certain point.
Well, then.
But I bet most women, if the guy was really great, I have a feeling they'd say, I'm not breaking him up over that.
But some of those are like 90 degree angles.
Yeah, we're talking.
Then you can't. Yeah. You have to do something. That's where you get that bent carrot medicine.
That's where, yeah, I mean, you're uncomfortable too. It hurts. I mean, you have to be.
Yeah, it hurts. I mean, just in general, it hurts. I don't think a slight curvature is an issue at all. In fact, they reference it in Sex and the City.
All right.
Season 3. Okay. Aiden won't sleep with Carrie. Carrie's like, why won't he sleep with me? The other girls are like, maybe it bends left. She goes, I'll go right. I've done it before.
That's it?
That's it.
That's the point of reference?
That's the whole point of reference. So,
did you sit up a little bit
taller
that day?
As soon as she said it, I was like, thank God. Okay. We're okay. And
I'm not the only one.
But then later, when they did sleep together, she said to the gals, it's straight as an arrow. And so then I was like, you know, she it was the reason he wasn't.
Oh, she was just guessing.
Yeah, she was guessing. She's one of them said, maybe it curves left. She goes, well, I don't mind. I'll go right. I've done it before, like with other guys.
Okay.
So I thought, this is a regular issue.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, the slightest, you know. Yeah, not even Leaning Tower of Pisa.
No. Uh-huh.
Not even close to that, exactly.
But just a, like, I'm trying to think of an analogy.
I mean, you know, not even banana. Not even.
Banana.
Not banana. No, I mean, less
but
than
not
that.
Pen.
No, not
pencil.
Pen. No, not pen or pencil. More, you know, just, you know. And then, in fact, I was approached by the bent carrot medication to endorse the product. I was approached.
You took a meeting?
I took a meeting. Wasn't bent enough.
Did you have to display it?
That's private. It's in the notes of the meeting. It's in the minutes of the meeting. I was not. I wasn't bent enough. It wasn't bent far enough, so we didn't do it. Anonymous, you're talking about.
Who'd they go with?
He's no longer with us. I shouldn't say another word. Anonymous, you're talking about the curvature of the peen. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was seeing this guy, and he wanted to have some fun time in the back seat of the car. Mm-hmm. And when he whipped it out, it looked like a candy cane, I guess, maybe.
Wow.
I had never seen something like that before, and I ended up Googling to see what was up with this. Mm-hmm. And I think because of the condition, it kind of made him into a 3-second guy.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
It sounds like not a long-term relationship.
Go any further.
Oh, that was it. Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, I found out this is probably bad. I found out he was also married.
Oh my goodness,
brother!
My goodness. But were
thank you for sharing?
God, okay. You can't cheat with that.
That's, but what is it?
I mean, women will remember you.
Oh, Captain Hook.
Yeah,
Captain Hook over here.
But it was not an instant turnoff.
Yeah. What would you? You were surprised by it, I know, but you went through with the sex act.
No.
Oh, you did not. It was okay.
It well, that not that particular time.
Okay.
We tried again, mm-hmm. and because I thought he was a nice guy.
Yeah.
Until I found out he was married.
Of course.
And the second time, that's when I realized, oh, this makes him not last as long.
Okay.
Okay.
Just that. Maybe it makes you oversensitive. You know, if it curves like that. Thanks, Anonymous. Appreciate it.
It'd be a tough way to live.
Absolutely. So that I guess it's good that medication is out there. Again, mm-hmm. I took a meeting. That was a one-time thing. I couldn't do mm-hmm. it. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
I should have asked Anonymous if she'd seen the Sex and the City episode because that was my frame of reference on it.
Yeah.
Carrie
seen
and
that
Aiden.
One face-to-face. Down there in Candy Cane Lane.
I didn't know it was like that.
Well, I mean, I think they can do anything. You never know with these things.
That's what I tell mine.
You know, it can do
if it's starting to point back at you, go see a doctor.
Immediately.
Yeah.
I bet they will put you on that prescription or do something. What else is there, you know?
I don't know.
The way it was described to me, that naturally, over time, it would naturally straighten back out on that medication. That's the goal anyway. That's all I have for it.